Centre at 3.
Online, on your mobile apps, on 97.8, and now on DAB. This is Gateway.
From the Sky News Centre at 3, a man's been killed in a suspected gas explosion which has flattened a house in Nottinghamshire. His body's been recovered from the wreckage in Worksop. County Terrorism Police are investigating the attack on three prison officers by the brother of the Manchester Arena bomber. He's accused of throwing hot cooking oil over the guards at HMP Frankland before stabbing them with homemade weapons. Ian Atchison, a former prison governor, says it's a huge security lapse.
This attack and other attacks like them indicate the state is not fully in control of high security prisons. So we came within, I think, seconds and millimetres of the first murder of prison officers on duty in GB in living memory.
A 25-year-old woman's been killed after a car ploughed into pedestrians outside a leisure centre. A man's been arrested after it happened in Crawley last night. Sir Keir Starmer's condemned a Russian missile strike that's killed more than 30 people in the Ukrainian city of Sumy. Two of the dead were children. More than 650 migrants crossed the English Channel yesterday in small boats. That's the highest daily number of UK arrivals so far this year. In sport, a last-minute equaliser for Rangers has delayed Celtic being confirmed as Scottish Premiership champions. Barry Ferguson's side came from 2-0 down with 10 men to draw 2-2 at Aberdeen. In the Premier League, there's a potential shock on the cards at Stamford Bridge. Live to Guy Swindles.
At half-time, it's Chelsea 0, Ipswich 2. Chelsea, who knew a win would take them into a top four. Well, Ipswich, who know they're virtually relegated, but two fine goals. First, Johnson setting up Encisco to score, and then Encisco setting up Johnson to score a second, given after VAR. Boos at half-time. Chelsea 0, Ipswich 2.
And Cambridge have won the men's and women's boat race against Oxford for the third consecutive year. That's the latest. I'm Leisha McKenna.
When you notice something wrong, it tends to grow and eventually take over, to the point you can't really think of anything else. If something in your body doesn't feel right, the thought it could be cancer can play on your mind. Tests could put your mind at rest. Finding out sooner is always better. Your NHS wants to see you. Contact your GP practice.
All the hits.
I love listening to music. Listen to it all the time.
It just puts a smile on your face.
Now on DAB across Essex. Across Essex.
All right, you got it.
This is Gateway.
Hello and welcome to the Record Shop Radio Show on Gateway 97.8. I'm Kat Norris and I'm with you for the next hour, playing a selection of new releases by Sarah Beth Tusek, Cutworms, Gian Nugent, Hollow Hand, Gruff Reese, His Golden Messenger and Laura Veers. Plus some wonderful classic records, Cocteau Twins, Magnolia Electric Company and Real Estate. Let's kick off with a track from the brand new album Everything Harmony by The Lemon Twigs. What You Were Doing.
And make me sad, and make me mad.
What You Were Doing by The Wonderful Lemon Twigs. And you can find that on their brand new album, Everything Harmony, out now on Captured Tracks. Hello and welcome to another hour of the Record Shop Radio Show on Gateway 97.8, where we shine a light on the latest new releases and revisit classic gems of the past. I'm Kat Norris, here to transport you on a journey of music in the next hour. Up next, a record that seems to uplift my spirits and break my heart all at the same time. Sounds painful, I know, but it is such a beautiful experience, this record. The album is Joan of All by Sarah Beth Tusek. After a break of over a decade, it is a tremendous album. And from her brand new album, Joan of All, this is Work.
What can I do with the sun and the moon? What can I say to make that something okay? 'Cause I got bills to pay, and I can't think on you all day. I got bills to pay, and I can't sit with you all day.
To have lived
Sarah Beth Jusek and The Beautiful Work, taken from her brand new album, Joan of All, out now on Ocean Omen. You're listening to The Record Shop Radio Show on Gateway 97.8. Up next, a record that I cannot stop listening to is the self-titled new album by Cutworms, which is singer-songwriter Max Clark. Released on Jag Jaguar Records, this is the wonderful Don't Fade Out.
Basildon and East Thurrock's brighter sound from the heart of Eastgate. Gateway 97.8.
Rambling and rugged,
Israel Nash and the wonderful Azaka, taken from his album of the same name, released on Loose Music. You're listening to the Record Shop Radio Show on Gateway 97.8. I'm Kat Norris, and if you'd like to contact me, you can find me on X, formerly known as Twitter, as at Record Shop Radio, or on Facebook as the Record Shop Radio Show. Up next, a record that I felt I've been waiting a lifetime to be released is the brand new record by Kian Nugent. It's a thing of beauty. Kian wrote about the album earlier this year on Bandcamp. Meaning can come from surprising places. In 2019, while rehabilitating from a stroke and experiencing difficulty with speech, and in her case, a complete inability to speak, my mother began saying, "She brings me back to the land of the living," seemingly out of nowhere and with little knowledge of its origin or meaning. The phrase seemed fortuitous and mysteriously meaningful. It stuck with me while I was working on the songs that became this album, and it gained further meaning when in 2020 I moved back to my family home in the Dublin suburbs to become a caretaker for her. This lifestyle change and the new role provided purpose, and it also helped conceptually form this album, and in a sense provided a return for me to the land of the living. The songs here act as a way of processing change and accepting new futures. The album cover is a painting made by my mother, Kathy Nugent, in 2019, while in hospital. It served as inspiration and guidance during the album's production. She Brings Me Back to the Land is out now and taken from it, featuring some amazing guitar work. This is Kian Nugent, and I've Been Down. Kian Nugent and the wonderful I've Been Down, which you can find on his brand new album, She Brings Me Back to the Land of the Living, which was inspired by his mother's health. You're listening to the Record Shop Radio Show. Another record that has had a real impact recently on me is the new album from California's Hollow Hand. The man behind Hollow Hand, Max Kinghorn Mills, says that the attitude of the album is definitely DIY, about just doing everything yourself and not needing to rely on anyone. That's the one thing I love about doing this. No one has any answers for you. You are your own boss, and it's your own adventure. It's down to you. Hollow Hand's third studio album, Your Own Adventure, is out now on Croatian Records. Featuring Tim Smith, this is Before Tomorrow. Before Tomorrow featuring Tim Smith, that was Hollow Hand, taken from their third studio album, Your Own Adventure. You're listening to The Record Shop on Gateway 97.8. Up next, let's revisit a classic album that celebrated its 40th anniversary in October. The album is Head Over Heels by the Cocteau Twins. Released in 1983, it paved the way for other bands that wanted to transport music listeners across the cosmos. This is In the Gold Dust Rush.
Basildon and East Thurrock's brighter sound from the heart of Eastgate. Gateway 97.8.
Thank you.
Riff Race and Celestial Candy Floss. You're listening to The Record Shop, here with you, transporting you through the very best new and vintage sounds. Another great new release is Jump for Joy, by a band that cannot help but bring joy, but also reflectiveness, in everything they do. The mighty His Golden Messenger. From Jump for Joy, this is The Wandering. His Golden Messenger and The Wandering, which you can find on their new record, Jump for Joy. Let's now go back to an album that I haven't played anything from in a while, a record that just feels like part of my soul. The album is Josephine by Magnolia Electric Company. Released in 2009, this is Hope Dies Last.
What are you hunting here? Child, I hunt what will not stand. I bring home the northern lights.
sand. I see the arrow climb. I know it finds my heart every time.
Basildon and East Thurrock's brighter sound from the heart of Eastgate. Gateway 97.8.
Good night, darling. I wish you beautiful dreams. While the waking world burns, you find relief in sleep. Rest your head now in your beautiful dreams. You said you're dead, dead. Came to you. To sing, now you're starting to sing. While the whole world burns, your beautiful dreams. But they keep coming, your beautiful dreams. And you keep humming. Drumsticks drumming your beautiful dreams. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful Dreams by Laura Veers, taken from her brand new album, Phone Orphans. You're listening to the Record Shop Radio Show. Thank you for listening to this week's show. Sadly, we're at the end, but there'll be more next week as usual. Let's finish our music journey today with something from an album which I consider to be a modern classic. In 2014, Real Estate released their third studio album, Atlas, which was recorded at Wilco Studio, The Loft in Chicago, and at the Magic Shop Studio in New York. Taken from Atlas, I've chosen a track which I feel is just right for right now. This is Real Estate with Horizon. Thanks for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.
on your mobile apps on 97.8 and now on DAB. This is Gateway.
From the Sky.